This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, and stop. Now,
I'm in a dance studio in Tallahassee, Florida. Right. It's summer 2022. Right.
Okay, good.
In front of me are about a dozen dancers. They're in a last-minute evening rehearsal. It wasn't originally on the schedule, but there's a show tomorrow, and they have a lot to do before then. For My Heart Podcasts and Rococo Punch, this is The Turning Room of Mirrors. I'm Erica Lance. Today, a day in the life of a dancer. It's 27 hours to curtain.
For the stage to be this way. So you guys, this is pretty good, but I actually need to go back to the big lift at the top.
Okay.
You guys need to be a wall, 3 backs next to each other.
Dance Theater of Harlem is a touring company. This means even though they're based in New York, they're on the road for months at a time. I met them here in Tallahassee. This is not a memorable tour stop. Nothing out of the ordinary happens. In a few months, they may have forgotten all of this. That doesn't make it any less grueling. The company split up this week. Half went to Houston on tour, and half came here to Tallahassee.
That's it. 5, 6, 7, 8. They shift to perfect. 6, 5, 6.
They've scheduled a last-minute evening rehearsal the night before the show, because with all of these dancers missing, there are a lot of holes to fill on stage. A bunch of dancers need to learn new material fast.
Is Keenan going to go when David went before?
Keenan's going to go when Dylan went before.
Okay.
The artistic director, Virginia Johnson, leads rehearsal. She stands at the front of the studio, her back to the mirror.
I can do it, but there's still going to be a space.
There's still going to be a space.
Right now, they're reviewing the grand finale of the show. Dancers enter with tricks and fancy moves, one after the other. A dancer named David has been promoted to a principal role, so now his spot is empty.
Exactly. So we need somebody to do double tour one, Micah.
Okay.
Micah Bullard covers his eyes bashfully when he's handed the new part. Micah's 24 years old and one of the newer company members. It's his second season with the Dance Theater of Harlem.
I remember walking into the DTH building and it really felt like I was in some fantasy book or something, just seeing all this melanin in ballet costumes I had literally never seen before. I've never seen this many black people doing ballet ever. It felt like the Chronicles of Narnia. Like, it felt like walking through the wardrobe and seeing like this magical land that that existed this entire time. It was the first time I didn't feel like the black one or the black guy. I was just Micah and I was an individual.
I felt like the you guys coming in was good, so it was really just this we need to do again.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Micah is in this elite ballet company, but there have been times when he's struggled with his confidence in classical ballet. A couple of times in the past, teachers told him to consider contemporary dance instead of ballet.
There was a point before all of this happened where I just felt like I was really free in my movement. I always used to dance for me. And then, you know, after my confidence was hit, all I would think about was my lack of turnout and all the skills I wasn't able to do. So I would start hiding in the back. I would start not doing certain combinations if I knew that it wasn't going to go well. I would start second guessing myself, and I was so scared that someone was going to find out that I wasn't strong enough to be where I was.
This first one is just turn. And, okay. And then the Micah and the lady person.
In rehearsal today, Micah wears gray joggers and a tee. But his tall body, elongated posture, and graceful limbs make him look regal, even when he leans on the bar watching. He's practicing multiple new parts for this show. One is a lead role.
Making sure that all the lifts and promenades and everything are right, that's always nerve-wracking. But I don't know, I think it'll go well. I just have to rehearse it.
You were turning your shoulders on that first thing. Should everybody be turning their shoulders?
Another person adapting to last-minute changes is Crystal Serrano. Crystal has a duet in the show. She's danced this pas de deux for 6 years, but her normal partner isn't here. So someone else has to learn the part.
Well, this is my sixth partner.
The guy who dances it with her these days isn't here in Tallahassee. He's in the group that went to Houston. So now, Quadio Davis has to learn it.
Okay, so because I was doing it for Chris because of the height difference.
Quadio watched a video of the dance to teach himself the steps. Tonight's their first real rehearsal. And they have to perform it tomorrow.
Five, six, seven.
Crystal and Quadio run the pas de deux straight through. It's from the first of three ballets in this show. This one's called Balamook.
So this whole pas, we're like slingshotting one another. We're doing a push-pull effect. So counteracting each other, but somehow flinging each other back into one another. Kind of like tango, and it's really playful and sassy, and you get really close and uncomfortable.
Miss Pas de Deux has a lot of spinning. Being this close to the dancers, I realize how acrobatic it is. It's different than watching from the audience. I can feel the floor bounce and rumble as they move. Right away, I'm almost hit by Crystal's leg when Quadio swings her around him in a circle. Crystal loves this stuff.
When I was 15, I had a director call me the daredevil because I would just fling myself at the guy. And they're like, be careful, some of them don't know. And I'm like, well, they're going to learn. I love being lifted. I just absolutely love partnering because there's this trust that you build with a person. It's my favorite thing to do.
Of course, she knows it can be dangerous.
Especially with this paw because there's so much throwing around. One wrong move or like too much force or like him missing my arms and I'm already jumping into his arms, it could go really wrong.
Crystal's actually dancing on two sprains right now. She got them from partnering. The first time they run the dance, Crystal can hear they're not with the music. Quadio's rushing.
Because I have done it before, I know the musical cues, but as a male dancer, they usually lead you. I had to kind of like look at him or tell him, whisper like, slow down or stretch this out, things like that.
He has a lot to remember in this first run. And Quadio, who's a big guy, is using a lot of force.
Have you ever been in the water and you kind of have water up your nose? The first one, I feel like he spun me so fast. Oh, I felt like I was underwater. Air went up my nose. I was like, oh my God, because he's so powerful.
Crystal can feel him think, can tell he's thinking hard to get it right.
I try to connect with him through his eyes so he knows that I'm here. That's my favorite thing about doing a paw, because if you connect with that person, you kind of calm them down on both ends.
There's a little bit of the meter that you're missing in the beginning. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. You have the hitch kick on this. It's a little bit too late that you were doing that.
After that first run through, artistic director Virginia Johnson walks them through the trouble spots.
Attitude.
Yeah. You go here.
Okay.
And then, so that's a moment.
Yeah. I think I just have to wait. I just was nervous.
Yeah. Can we go from the very beginning just for a little bit? When you do this and you lean on him, then you have to counterbalance each other's weights. It's going to work really well with the two of you, but it's not happening yet.
As the three of them talk, they use their bodies to show what they mean. Crystal and Quadio seamlessly step into complicated lifts together.
Let my arms stretch. Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. And then here, give me a second. And then, yeah. Yes. This is really good.
Wait.
Well, I started dancing when I was 5. I didn't think that ballet was real. I thought that it was something like being a superhero or a unicorn, something magical. You know, something that you hear about, but it's not attainable. And I think of the music box type of ballerina. This beautiful image of a female dancer in like a tutu, and she's just propped up on this pedestal. It's always about a little girl in a fantasy, that image of perfection.
How does real life as a dancer compare to this fairy tale, whimsical, imagined creature that you didn't even think was real?
There's so much hardship. But then, honestly, when you're on that stage, you feel that part. When the curtain rises and you're in this crown in this beautiful, sparkling tutu, you feel like that mystical beauty that you've always seen but didn't think it was real. But you are that part in your head, you know? And so it becomes real. Yeah, it is you.
Are there any questions? Are there any questions?
After a few hours, it's time to wrap up for the night.
Thank you, dancers. Rest well.
The dancers fit in a few more steps of practice on their own, get dressed, check their phones, and make their way to the bus back to the hotel. 24 hours to go.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
So we are here at the theater today. It's the tech rehearsal, and they're going to run everything with the lights and the music on stage. See how the spacing is. Spacing is different on this stage. And make sure everyone knows all the steps. And then tonight, after rehearsal, is the show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The artistic director, Virginia Johnson, leads the tech rehearsal on stage. 7.5 hours to curtain.
6, 7, 8. Was that the same arm? Yes, good. Okay.
You've got about 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
The dancers are the ones on stage, but there's a whole team of people to make this show happen. Stage managers, tech and lighting crew to start. Downstairs is a maze of hallways. Someone from the company has taped up laminated colored arrows all over the place to tell you where to go. A green arrow for the green room, yellow arrow for the stage, an arrow for the artistic director's room, for catering, for physical therapy. There's also a room down here with a rolling hanger cart full of costumes. Steam billows out. One person steams costumes while another sews a skirt.
Yep. That's all I do.
Katie Freeman, the wardrobe supervisor, sits at the sewing machine like she lives in front of it. She's been touring with the company for years.
I make sure everything's steamed and repaired.
Change on stage.
Manage their shoes. I make shoe paint that matches everyone's skin tone.
She remixes the paint as their colors change with the seasons. Or today, because some of the dancers spent a lot of time in the Florida sun at the hotel pool. Tech rehearsal lasts hours, and by the end, I'm exhausted just from standing around. I can't imagine how the dancers feel. They break at 3 for food. 4.5 hours to curtain. There's a catered buffet. They grab stuffed roasted red peppers on paper plates and plop down in groups at plastic tables.
They're
catching us at the very end of tour, so we were a little more lively a month ago.
Delaney Washington smiles even when she complains. She's one of the youngest dancers in the company.
I'm the baby, so they like to make fun of me.
She takes some Celebrex for her herniated discs.
2 of them in my lower back.
So what does that mean for you?
My toes just ache. My heels, they're all red from the point shoes digging into them. My arches are cramping. My Achilles, yeah. My calves are really tight. My body needs a break. I don't even know. Like, I cannot put on a point shoe, but I have to in a few hours.
So. Everyone hurts. A lot of them have injuries of one kind or another. They're only halfway through this tour, but there's something they're all looking forward to.
We get to go home tomorrow. The first week we'll have in New York since April.
Yeah.
We've been
on tour for like 2 months.
Yes.
We've been going back to New York for like 60 hours, though.
Which is honestly kind of worse.
It's kind of worse, yeah.
Because it's just enough time to do laundry and settle down, and then you have to leave again and repack.
The dancers walk back to the hotel in the muggy Florida heat. They have an hour there to kill. A lot of 20-minute power naps. They return to the theater in sweats. On stage, they stretch quietly at portable bars.
All right, dancers, let's begin with our pliés. What you need for pliés, 2 demis, ground forward, back, side, side.
Then they warm up again with another ballet class.
We'll just do one side and balance.
As always, they start with slow pliés, big knee bends, deep stretches. They glide their arms through basic positions. It feels meditative. This exercise, the slow pliés, are something they do twice a day, always at the beginning of class. One person is skipping warm-ups, though. Ingrid Silva is downstairs in the women's dressing room.
It's not every day you see someone in costume changing a diaper.
Not every day at all, but that has been part of my routine now for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Muito bem.
Her daughter Laura is 1.5 years old.
No, we have to put the shorts
on.
Ingrid danced during her pregnancy, and after Laura was born, she warmed up at the bar with Laura strapped to her chest.
She literally danced with you the whole class.
Yes. Like, from inside my belly to the outside of it. It was kind of cool. And I think that's why she's so connected to dance and so connected to ballet. because she's been doing it for a long time.
Now Laura tours with Ingrid. The entire company helps watch her.
I mean, I was nervous on going on stage because all I could think about was her. Like, is she okay? Is she happy? Is she eating? Like, is anybody watching her? What if she falls and things like that? But I feel like now it's more at ease.
Even with a baby in tow, in the past 2 days on tour with her, I've never seen Ingrid anything but calm. She has a sense of peace about her.
Yes. Yes. Now we're going to put some makeup on, right? Senta aí, vai. Senta. Fica aí. Help mommy. Segura aqui.
Ingrid puts on eyeshadow, false eyelashes, a bright red lip. Laura sits on the table between her mother and the mirror. She holds makeup brushes in tiny fists and sweeps them across her face, mimicking her mom.
She's happy.
Mm-hmm. Happy baby. If she'll become a ballerina, we don't know.
Oh, my God. My feet are swollen.
The other dancers finish the onstage warm-up and pile into the dressing room.
Requests for music?
Here.
I was
going to
say
90s
R&B.
Mm. 90s. 45 minutes to curtain. The room is busy, but calm. Sure, they're getting ready for a performance, but that's routine. They do this every night. They sit at the dressing mirrors. Some are topless or naked. They take turns playing with Laura. Before Crystal puts on the costume she'll wear for the pas de deux with Guadio, she sits on top of the dressing table. She leans her face toward the mirror. She starts the transformation into that music box ballerina she pictured as a kid.
I just like to be really close so I can see every detail.
What are you doing right now?
I'm doing my eyeshadow. Yeah. Making sure that I contour and make my eyes look bigger than they are with bright colors and shapes and shading. So.
Half hour, 30 minutes to go. Wardrobe supervisor Katie checks on everyone.
Every day a zipper pisses me off.
Her apron holds needles, thread, scissors, bobby pins, Sharpies, and Advil.
I have to sew some people into costumes. Yeah, that's missing your earrings. I gotta put some butt glue on the cheeks to keep everything in.
Butt glue?
Butt glue. It's this awesome body adhesive that, like, keeps everything in place. Wow. Yeah.
At 8 minutes to curtain, some people still aren't in costume.
DTH Company, this is your time at home.
I head to the stage.
There's a fog machine that they've started going, so it's the stage is starting to get a little hazy, and you can see the light from the lights above sort of streaming down in stripes and like rays through the haze. And it smells like Halloween fog machines. It's very otherworldly.
I walk onto the stage. The audience doesn't know that behind the red velvet curtain, dancers are filtering in. They stretch and chat. Some sit on the floor.
All right, 2 minutes.
Katie's here, the wardrobe person, cutting some threads off of Micah's costume.
They're going to do their curtain speech now, and then we'll get rolling.
Ready? Yes.
Okay, knock them dead.
Virginia reminds the dancers of the mood of the opening scene.
Remember, you're on a ship in the middle of the ocean. Your future depends on your happiness. Make it happen. Make it happen. And point your feet at the same time.
Don't forget to point your feet.
Is this all the people? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, merde.
Merde, Virginia says. It means shit in French. Dancers speak for good luck. In the final moments before the curtain opens, they stand in the center cluster that starts the piece. One of them bounces, remembering steps. She shakes her head to test the pins in her hair. One of them makes the sign of the cross. Ingrid bends her knees slowly in place. Delaney and Micah say something and laugh. Quadio rubs his hands together. Crystal stands completely still.
One by one, they settle into position. Face forward, arms over your chest, feet together, head down. The stage lights go down. The curtain lifts. What happens next is hard to describe. I've heard this music many times by now. I've seen them practice these steps, this exact moment. But this time is different. They move in and out of lights that filter through fog and change color over time. The dancers cast long shadows. Their costumes are red, orange, bright yellow, and green. Their movements are silky, fluid in a way I can hardly believe. In the blink of an eye, they might shift from this chaos of each doing their own steps to moving perfectly in unison, then back into chaos. They spin in and out of formations. The fact that this all happens without words makes it feel like a trance. It's beautiful. The piece revs up as it goes, and the lifts and turns become more acrobatic. Quadio swings Crystal around him in their pas de deux, like they practiced. Throughout the evening, dancers come on and off stage, make their way to the basement to change for the next number or rest. It's organized chaos.
I hit Crystal by accident in the face with my arm, and I said, oh shit. Live theater.
Micah's disappointed after the first piece.
I messed up the last section. I just started getting, doing my old part in a different... So at one point I was facing the wrong direction, but I don't think it was too noticeable, but I'm a huge perfectionist. So I was like, dang it, the whole time. Other parts actually went the best it's gone, but all I'm going to think about now is, you messed up that one part.
Wait, this is my costume.
Yeah, I think that's mine.
Then it's time to change for the next number. But there's a problem.
Is it this one?
Does it say
Lovely?
Lovely.
So I don't know. Who has my costume?
A costume is missing, and Delaney has nothing to wear.
I'm naked, though.
They need Katie, wardrobe queen. Delaney wraps a towel around herself and runs to the wardrobe room. Soon, Katie's steaming a new leotard for her. No longer naked, Delaney now paces backstage before the second piece, shaking out her limbs.
This one makes me a little nervous. Last week was my first time doing this piece, so... Thank you, Alex. So I still have those, it's still a little new jitters.
But she puts those aside. By the time of the final piece, the dancers are tired, but I feel the energy rise. Like they're loosening up. One more to go.
Standby house to half, standby house out, standby warmers out, standby main curtain out, standby lights.
Micah is excited. The final piece is a high energy dance that Dance Theater of Harlem performs constantly.
It's the crowd favorite. People go crazy for it.
And Micah knows his friend David Wright has his big role in this one tonight.
The principal part for the first time.
David's first principal role.
And I had one rehearsal Friday and then one rehearsal yesterday.
Warmers out and lights one, go.
The dancers rev up, and in the wings they get goofy, hype each other up, motion to each other from across the stage.
Main curtain out, go. Soundtrack one and lights 1.5, go.
This last piece is called Return, choreographed by Robert Garland.
Probably my favorite piece in the rep. It's to James Brown music and Aretha Franklin, and it uses, you know, classical ballet technique throughout, but it also uses a lot of social dance.
Movement that you'll see Black people do at clubs, in the house, on the street, and relating it to ballet influences.
Daphne Lee is another dancer in the company.
You'll see the four female dancers do this kind of funky move, and then they change it completely to the ballet version of it, and then they change it back into the Black version of it.
By the final movement, the guys are dancing in the wings while they wait to enter. It feels like a party. In the grand finale, David takes the center while everyone else dances around him. They whisper encouragement to him while they dance.
They would just say, come on, David, you've got this, while still trying to do their own choreography.
And then it's his big solo.
So then we were doing the Soul Train line.
Really, I'm just trying to remember the steps.
And then David makes a split-second decision.
He starts to improvise.
He was doing flips. He was, like, surprising all of us because he didn't do that during rehearsal.
Just kind of in the moment, thought, I'm going to do this.
And then all of a sudden, he did an aerial.
I did a side aerial on stage that I hadn't rehearsed. And we didn't fall.
And we were all, like, audibly like, oh, David! it was great. And he tore it up.
They line up to bow, all together, then in twos. David takes a final bow alone, his first principal role bow. After the curtain finally lowers, David collapses. He lies on his back, a huge smile on his face. The other dancers cluster around him and clap. The show wasn't perfect, but they're going out on a high. They'll get a week off back in New York, and then they'll do it all again. They'll learn new parts, have new injuries, travel to new cities, and dance.
But good show tonight, dancers. Thank you so much for making this happen. It's been crazy. Really good work. Really good work. And guess what? Friday's a day off. Safely. Thank you. Now get out of your costumes. Thank you. Good show. Good show.
The Turning is a production of Rococo Punch and iHeart Podcasts. It's written and produced by Aylin Lance Lesser and me. Our story editor is Emily Foreman. Mixing and sound design by James Trout. Jessica Carissa is our assistant producer. Andrea Aswahe is our digital producer. Our executive producers are John Parati and Jessica Alpert at Rococo Punch, and Katrina Norvell and Nikki Etor at iHeart Podcasts. For photos and more details on the series, follow us on Instagram at Rococo Punch. And you can reach out via email, theturning@rococopunch.com. I'm Erica Lance. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.